ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Is everybody set and ready? Because if you ask, then so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Yes, 25 questions, 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, Dolly Parton. Of course. Category number 2, lakes. Category number 3, TV. Category number 4, reptiles. Category number 5, parents-in-law. Parents-in-law, all right? Dolly Parton, lakes, TV, reptiles, parents-in-law. Who's going to kick us off tonight? Adam James from Bayview and Hobart. Adam James, good evening to you.
G'day, Phil.
What do you like here? Dolly Parton, lakes, TV, parents-in-law, reptiles?
On Dolly Parton, we'll never see her kind again. We're blessed to have her upon this earth, and she did so much good in the world that she's an example to the rest of us.
I agree with all of that, Adam, James, and you could add plenty more too. I know she'd composed a lot of songs, but I was surprised to hear today she composed 3,000 songs. Incredible.
Someone like that, that grows up in an environment like that and has a natural authority, you know? Anyway, thank you very much. Reptiles, please. And thank you to Dolly Parton, of course.
Canny eye for business, too. Elvis Presley, no less, wanted to record I Will Always Love You. And Dolly,
question?
What's that? No, Dolly didn't want to say no necessarily, but she said, "But I'm keeping the publishing, I'm keeping the rights."
Yes, and righto.
Tom Parker, Colonel, dreadful bloke that he was, says no.
He scotched Elvis Presley's career going into Europe. Didn't
yes, he did.
Cause he didn't want to go over to Europe because he might have to answer for his. Reptiles, please.
Reptiles, it is. Question number 1. Question: of all the venomous land snakes in Australia,
yeah,
of which there are many, including from your neck of the woods in Tassie.
I've had a bit to do with them.
Which species of all the venomous land snakes in Australia? Which species has the longest fangs?
Oh dear! Look, I'll have to have a guess. I have no idea. I'll take a guess. It's got to be either probably Western Desert Brown. Or maybe a mulga, or I'll go with, it could be I'll go with the Western Desert Brown, please.
Not the Western Desert Brown, Adam James, but thank you, mate.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See you later. Ray in the Bay, correct. Paul from Planlands, no, not correct. Nate from Club Ormo, yep, that's correct. Danny from Ballara in Victoria. G'day, Danny.
I was trying to increase the time on my phone. What was the question?
Reptiles is our category. Of all the venomous land snakes in Australia, and there are many, which species has the longest fangs? Ooh.
Brown snake?
Not a brown snake. No. Thanks, Danny. No, not the brown snake. Albert from Townsville. G'day, Albert.
Oh, good night, Phil.
How are you? All right.
Yeah, pretty good. My second youngest daughter and the husband got home from their big overseas travel.
Oh, yeah.
But not up here. They lived down near on the Gold Coast, Hinterland.
And, okay, so they got home today. Did they give you a ring?
Oh, no, not today. No, 2 or 3 days ago. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I spoke to her on the phone a couple of times.
Yeah, good.
They went right across America and then over to Spain and Portugal and back home via China. We've gone for quite a few weeks.
Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic. Good to have family home, Albert.
Yeah, I'll say.
Question number 1. Of all the venomous land snakes in Australia, which species has the longest fangs?
As far as I know, it's a taipan.
Correct, it is. Yeah, not the inland taipan, it's the coastal or common taipan.
Oh, I didn't know there was 2 varieties.
No. Well, I don't want to know about any varieties of taipan, Albert, and I hope I don't run into one either. Question number two. Actually, where you are in Townsville, actually, you better look out and keep a look out, Albert, because there'd be taipans around Townsville, wouldn't there?
Well, I don't think there is. When I was living over Mount Louisa there, I come across a snake in the place, and I rang the snake thing, and it had a big coffin-shaped head, you know. I thought it could be a taipan. Anyway, he came and he laughed. He said, no, it's just a tree snake, he said. But he said you wouldn't get taipans in this area. But that's the only snake I've seen. I've been in Townsville about 8 years now, and I was here when I was younger working here, and it doesn't seem to be many snakes around the place.
Albert, were you a Dolly Parton fan?
Yeah, I liked her,
Because Ruru and Lang Warren, hi Ruru, has just texted in with a great idea, actually. Phil, someone online was saying earlier that they were encouraging friends to buy a good children's book and donate it to a charity that helps children in Dolly's memory, which seems like a great plan to me. So please suggest it as a suggestion. I think that's a great idea because I think her own charity gives out millions of books to preschool-aged children. So fantastic.
Yeah, I think there was a lot in Queensland, in Brisbane or something.
Yeah. Of all the venomous land snakes in Australia, which species has the longest fangs? Jane from Homebush says my answer is a disgruntled politician. Now, question number two, Albert. You can stay with reptiles or you can move to Dolly Parton, lakes, TV or parents-in-law.
I think I'll stick with the reptiles.
Okay. Question number two. What's the only country where Komodo dragons live in the wild?
Whereabouts is it that they come from? I don't think it's New Guinea. I'd just say Indonesia.
Correct. Very good, Albert. Look at this, Albert. You're opening bat and already you're off the mark.
That forced me record. So.
Caroline from Bullsbrook says, snakes are awesome. Don't be such a wuss. Well, I don't mind looking at them from a distance. By the way, Lynn the Queenslander says, morning, Phil, there are plenty of taipans around Townsville. Just keep an eye out, Albert.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll have to be careful.
Harry in the Bay had Indonesia. Chipper on King Island. G'day, Chipper. On old windblown King Island. Question number three, we're in reptiles. Are we staying here?
Yeah.
Until the trade was banned in 2014, which mottled material used in jewellery and glasses came from the critically endangered hawksbill turtle?
Could you say that again, please?
Until the trade was banned in 2014, which mottled material used in jewellery and glasses came from the critically endangered hawksbill turtle?
I suppose it's some sort of turtle shell.
What did you say there, Albert?
I'd say I'd imagine it was something made from turtle shell.
Sort of shell?
Turtle or tortoise.
Which ones are going to be, Albert?
I didn't know there was a difference, but I'll say a tortoise.
Yeah, very good. Tortoiseshell. Tortoiseshell is the material we're after. Tortoiseshell. You know the brown and yellow mottled material? Beautiful in its natural state, but, of course, highly, highly bad for the endangered hawksbill turtle. Question number four. Look at Albert go. He's got three, and there's no end in sight. Jane from Mount Gambier had tortoiseshell. Annette, thank you. Susan in Hobart had tortoiseshell. Elaine from Croydon South had tortoiseshell. Linda says, great idea about donating a book to a children's charity. I'd like to suggest the Smith family. Yeah, well, why not? The Smith family is a great idea, actually. Smith family is a great idea. there'll be other local children's charities, but just buying a book and a kid's book and donating it to a children's charity, a fantastic idea in memory of Dolly Parton. Question number four, Albert, are we staying with reptiles?
Yeah, I'll hang in there.
Car is a snake from which 1967 Disney film?
Wow. I think you got me stumped here. Yeah. I certainly haven't seen it.
Car's a snake in which 1967 Disney film? You might have taken one of the grandkids to this, you know? Maybe not. Yeah. Maybe not.
No, I think I'll throw the towel in there. I've got no idea at all.
All right. Towel's been officially thrown in. Ref's called the fight off. Okay, that's it. Albert, good work. Three on the trot. Nice work.
Yeah, just one short of me record.
Oh, is it? Is your record four? Good on you. Oh, good on you. Oh, I'm sorry
that's
we couldn't
get there. A long time ago.
Sorry we couldn't get there. Thanks, Albert.
Yeah, good night.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Albert from Town's a long-time competitor. Anita from Garen says Kyle Chalmers collects snakes and there's a special room full of them. Really? Why don't you let them go back in the wild? What's you don't want to keep snakes in a room, do you? Carly from Daysdale. G'day, Carly.
Oh, hello, Phil. I haven't rang you for a while.
No.
I hope the Sydney go well against Brisbane.
Oh, I think they might get flogged.
I could be.
Yeah. In the current circumstances, I suspect they might get flogged anyway.
Yeah.
Question number four, we're in reptiles. Car is a snake from which 1967 Disney film?
No, I'm not sure there, Phil. I'll just take a rain check. Have a nice week and I'll give you a ring next week.
See you, Carly. Bye. Hooroo to you. David from Mount Cola's with us. G'day, David.
How are you going, Phil?
We're up to question number four. Car is a snake from which 1967 Disney film?
I think it hisses its name as it tries to eat Mowgli at the Jungle Book.
It's the Jungle Book, of course. Oh, Ooby-Doo, I want to be like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you too. You'll see it's true. Someone like me can learn to be like someone like you. Now don't try to kid me, man cub. I'll make a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you. Oh, Ooby-Doo, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you too. That's to get everyone rocking and rolling in their beds as they're lying here doing the Mighty Challenge, Dave. question number... Monty says hawksbills are definitely marine turtles, not tortoises. Yeah, well, that might be... I mean, that is true. It is a hawksbill turtle, but the material was called tortoise shell, as we know. David, question number five. We've got one left in reptiles, if you like, or otherwise we can move anywhere else. Dolly Parton, lakes, TV, parents-in-law.
Oh, might go to lakes.
Lakes? Okay, why not? Question number five. Which is the largest of the US's Great Lakes?
That'd be Lake Superior.
Correct. As its name suggests.
Yeah.
Lake Superior is the US's is the largest of the Great Lakes. Question number six. Staying with lakes?
Oh, yes, thanks.
What's the largest lake in South America? And it's also the highest navigable lake in the world.
Would that be Lake Titicaca?
Correct, it is. Lake Titicaca. I once sailed across Lake Titicaca in a ferry.
Okay.
I was thinking I'm in the highest lake in the world.
And that's the one people, they live on, don't they? Like, they've got...
Yeah, there's all of this. Now we saw that from a distance. We didn't really go and have a peek at that, but, Yeah. There are a whole lot of reed beds and things that float in the lake, and people live on them.
Yeah, interesting way to live.
Pretty strange way to live. I don't think as weird as in Vietnam, in Ha Long Bay, if you go into some of these little nooks and crannies of Ha Long Bay, there are, I'm not joking, settlements, towns of people who live on rafts that are tied together and floating. And it's not as though they live there on the weekend. They live there all the time. Yeah, weird. Strange.
Interesting. Yeah.
Question number 7. You've got 3 in a row. We're in lakes.
Yeah, I'll stay there.
Lake Mead is a reservoir formed by which dam?
Is that the Hoover Dam?
Correct. Very good. The Hoover Dam dams the Colorado River and forms Lake Mead. Question number 8.
I've been there, but I think it was I've read about the construction. I think for the time it was an amazing feat of engineering. Yeah.
Well, it is. I mean, it's one of those sort of, you know, those eggshell sort of type dams constructions. Yeah. It's quite something. Yeah, I've driven across it. A friend of mine has been down to the turbine room because it's a hydroelectric thing too.
Mm.
It's pretty spectacular. Question number 8, lakes.
Yeah, I'll stay with lake.
The Gatun Lake and the Galliard Cut can be found on which waterway?
I don't know. I'll go with the Panama Canal because I know that's got different sections.
Correct. Very good. Excellent work, Dave. The Gatun Lake and the Galliard Cut can be found on the Panama Canal, which is an engineering feat of some proportion.
That's right too.
Lynn in Perth says, what are you calling it, Lake Superior? Should we be calling it Lake Trump? Not Lake America? Oh, this was one of Trump's crazy ideas, wasn't he? He wanted to rename Lake Ontario Lake America. You know, so stupid. Anyway, he can call it whatever. He can rename it whatever he wants. It won't make any difference to what Canadians call it, I imagine. Question number 9. Hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nice work. Question number 9. Last one in lakes.
Oh, yeah, I'll go with that.
Katitanda is the indigenous name for which Australian lake?
Well, I think it's Lake Eyre.
Correct. Yes, it is. It's Lake Eyre. Very good, Dave. Excellent work. Jill from Cairns says, and we think we have a housing problem. Oh, you're in relation to people who live on these tied together rafts. Yeah, well, I agree with that. Jane from Mount Gambier has Lake Eyre. Susan from Hobart, good. Ray in the Bay says, I hear the Canadians are planning to rename it Lake Epstein. Ross from Scoresby says, isn't everything Trump does so stupid? Oh, well, Ross, he has a lot of supporters, as we know. Question number 10. Dave from Mount Kolar has got a stranglehold on this particular part of the challenge so far. We can't do any more lakes because you've done them all. So we've got Dolly Parton, TV, parents-in-law, or reptiles.
Okay. I actually watched a bit of the movie 9 to 5 tonight, which I've never really seen before. I think they put it on, you know, for Dolly. So look, I'll just go with Dolly.
Yeah. It's a good movie, isn't it?
It wasn't. I've never really seen it before, but quite funny. And
And of course, with the great soundtrack. Question number 10. We're in Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton was born in which U.S. state?
In Tennessee.
She was born, that's right, in Tennessee.
And died there as well.
Yeah, No, no, she didn't die. She died in Nashville, I think. Oh, Nashville, Tennessee, of course, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're quite right. You're quite right. On the, what was it, the little, what was the river called? The, trying to think of the river that or the one-room cabin was on.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not, oh, I can't remember.
Something like the, anyway, someone will know. Julia says, what do the French call the English Channel? They, the French do have a name for it. I can't remember what it was, but I don't think they call it the English Channel.
It's something like Le Manche or something like that?
That's it. What is it? Yes, it is something like that too. It's not, I'm not asking you a question, Dave, no, but I think it is something like that. All right, 5, 6, 7 on the trot. Nice work. Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I'll stay with Dolly.
Okay. Where are we? Okay. Question number 11. In the song Jolene, what colour are Jolene's eyes?
Jolene. Well, I'll say green. It rhymes with Jolene. But I can't exactly. I think he's got auburn hair, but I'll just say eyes of green.
I'm not going to give it to you. Well, in the spirit of the, in the spirit of Dolly, I'm not going to give it to you, David, but no. She was born in the Little Pigeon River, by the way. The Little Pigeon River.
Ah, that sounds right, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks.
See you. Bye-bye. I think we need a precise answer here, don't we, in the circumstances? Dave, very good work by Dave. He's a very good player, Dave from Mount Cola. All righty. Dave from Perth, speaking of Dave. G'day, Dave.
How's things, Phil?
Not bad. Yeah, not bad. What's that?
I said I'm still in China.
Oh, are you?
Because I'm Dave.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were getting a book printed.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you doing it letter by letter or something, Dave?
No, well, they're doing it for me. I was actually listening back to our conversation, and when you were saying a bit of a family history, I thought you were referring to like this like book printing in my family, and I'm like, no. Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but yeah, I'm a photographer, so it's a photographic book.
Oh, I see. No. I don't. No, I'm just aware these days that that people, you know, a lot of people do books of family history, and you know, and do them up quite well. You know, well, and getting them printed somewhere is always a task, I suppose. So I just wondered whether you were printing a family history, but no, you're not.
All beautiful photos of animals, plants from Western Australia, and landscapes, and yeah.
Oh, great, fantastic. David, obviously, you're overseeing the whole layout and things like that. That's why you're there.
Well, it's all laid out, but I just want to make sure that the colours are all right, because it's like whenever you get books printed, they give you proofs, and the proof is like a guide, but you kind of got to be there to like make sure that they match the printed job to
yeah.
So like, I don't want to sound like a little bit pretentious, but like, you know what artists are like. I don't consider myself an artist though, but you know, it's got to be right.
Kind of thing. Yeah, no, I get you, Dave. I get you. Yeah. Now, Dave, I've been accused of harshness here. Someone says the spirit of Dolly is kindness, and you weren't.
Yeah. Well, I heard this morning that Dolly Parton said that this little girl's eyes were green, and you said not good enough.
Well, so come on, that's not the line from the song. In the song Jolene, what colour are Jolene's eyes?
Turquoise? I don't know.
No.
I'm just trying to think of green. Emerald. I don't know, mate.
Sorry, what did you say, Dave?
Well, I said turquoise, but then I said another colour.
Yeah, no, but you said turquoise. Oh, look, Dave, I have to rule you out because you did say turquoise first up, which is not correct. Amanda in Launceston. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, how are you?
Not bad. In the song Jolene, what colour are Jolene's eyes?
Well, I was going to say blue, but yeah.
No, they're not blue, Amanda. No, they're not blue. Troy from Wembley. G'day, Troy.
Hello, mate. Emerald green.
What was that?
Emerald green.
Correct. Yes. In the song Jolene, what colour are Jolene's eyes? Well, they are green, but they are, as we know.
Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green.
There we are, eyes of emerald green. I don't know, I think you have to be fair. Green, yes. Emerald green's what we're after. Thank you to everyone, Gavin included. Bonjour, Phil. The English channel in French is La Manche, the sleeve. In Spanish, it's called the Canal de la Mancha. And in Italian, the Canale della Manica. All of which says the same thing, the sleeve. Certainly the English are calling the English channel. Troy, we're up to question number 12. We're in Dolly Parton, but you can move if you like.
Dolly Parton's good. Got to stick with that.
Later a hit for Whitney Houston. Which song did Dolly Parton write about her former singing partner, Porter Wagoner?
I know this. I'll Always Love You.
Correct. I Will Always Love You. Yes.
So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you each step of the way. And I will always love you. I will always love you.
Yeah, what a song, hey? Question number 13. We're in Dolly Parton. If you like, you can stay there or you can move.
What have we got there?
Dolly Parton, TV, Parents-in-Law, Reptiles.
Let's get TV.
TV?
Yeah.
Since 2006, Danny DeVito has played a character called Frank Reynolds in which US TV sitcom?
Danny DeVito, 2006?
Yeah. Yes.
Goodfellas? No, I'm joking. Oh, Casino? No. It'd be a bit violent for daytime TV. Oh, my God. Danny DeVito, you say daytime TV?
I didn't say that.
What did you say?
Since 2006, Danny DeVito has played a character called Frank Reynolds in which US TV sitcom?
Oh, my God. Should be easy. I'm just going to say Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I know that's not true.
No, it's not right. Thanks, Troy. See ya. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Lek in Burra. G'day, Lek.
Oh, why now, Philip? Why now?
Yeah, well.
I don't watch TV sitcoms, but I did for my seventh birthday in 1977. I got the LP for the Jungle Book.
Oh, yeah.
And my family and I learnt every song off it and played it over and over and over again. And then I had the Eyes of Emerald Green, and all your pre-callers are so intelligent and so knowledgeable that I just feel humble and small, and I've got no idea.
You've got no idea.
But I will say one thing. And I've forgotten my thought. I will say one thing. I'm sorry, Phil.
No worries, Len. No worries, Leg. I mean, have another crack tomorrow night. Good on you. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Glenn in Penrith. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, Phil, how are you going, buddy?
Not bad, man. Quite not bad. Question 13. We're up to TV. Since 2006, Danny DeVito has played a character called Frank Reynolds in which US TV sitcom?
The only sitcom I can think of him in is Taxi, but he wasn't Frank Reynolds in that. I can't think of another one. Nope. I would have watched it if I knew about it.
Funny guy. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, I love him. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, mate. We'll move on in that case because, no, it's not Taxi. Nicole from Flinders Park. Oh. Hi, Nicole.
Hello. I'm not thrilled.
Jeff says, by the way, Phil, it's not only the English that call it the English Channel. We do too. Oh, well, that's true, I suppose. The Americans would call it the English Channel. That's true. Yeah, now, fair enough. English speakers call it the English Channel. Question 13. Since 2006, Danny DeVito has played a character called Frank Reynolds in which US TV sitcom?
That's just such a long time.
I know.
I feel like I should have seen such a thing, but I haven't. And the only thing I can think of, and I don't think he's in it at all, is Arrested Development, but at least it's got it off the
board. Yeah, it's got it off the board. Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye. It's not Arrested Development. Lee is in Burnie. G'day, Lee.
Hey, mate, how are you going?
Not bad. Question 13. Since 2006, Danny DeVito has played a character called Frank Reynolds in which the US TV sitcom?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Correct. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Correct. Long time, isn't it? Question 14, we're in TV.
Yes, TV.
Staying here. All right. How many contestants appear on each episode in the current series of Millionaire Hot Seat?
I'm going to go six.
Six is correct. Yeah. Six is correct. All right. Question number 15, TV. We're staying with TV.
Yep.
Which well-known American woman appeared as a guest judge on MasterChef Australia in April this year?
You got me.
Okay. No worries. We'll move on. Thank you, Lee. Actually, just up the road in Smithton in Tassie, Andrew's on the line. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, cover.
Question 15 we're up to. TV. Which well-known American woman appeared as a guest judge on MasterChef Australia in April?
I've never watched the show and I never will.
Fair enough. I don't think your life will be a big deficit if you didn't watch it, Andrew.
No. It is a big deficit because we lost the greatest woman ever.
Dolly Parton.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I'm with you on that.
Would it be Carrie Bradshaw?
No, not Carrie Bradshaw. Thanks, Andrew. See ya. No, not Carrie Bradshaw. Tracy in Launceston, staying the Tassie theme. G'day, Trace.
Hello, Phil.
We got Burnie and Smithton and now Lonnie.
We're going down the coast, kind of. We're going from the north.
We need someone from Penguin. That's what we need. Question 15. TV. Which well-known American woman appeared as a guest judge on MasterChef Australia in April?
I don't watch this show, but just thinking of, like, the American cooking kind of queens there. Was it Martha Stewart?
Oh, no, that's a good idea. Yeah, no, but it's not correct. No, it's not Martha Stewart. Thank you. Not Martha Stewart, no. Trev from Service Paradise. G'day, Trev.
Yeah, how are you, Philip?
Oh, I'm all right, thank you. Question 15.
You're looking good, too.
I'm looking exceptional.
Of course.
Question 15 in a good head for radio, I can tell you that, Trev. Question 15, which well-known American woman appeared as a guest judge on MasterChef Australia in April?
Well, I'm not sure if this is the one you want, but I know Meghan Markle was on it. So that's my answer.
That's correct. Yes, it is. Yeah. Meghan Markle was on it. There you
and
go.
They milked it for all it was worth, didn't they?
I said there's news tonight, actually, breaking news that Meghan and Harry, oh no, I can't, she mustn't call her Meghan. Her name's Meghan, apparently. That's what Americans call it. Anyway, Meghan and Harry have landed in Birmingham on a private flight. They're back from the US of A and they're going to take up residence in the UK. So there you go.
That is just such astounding news.
It's just astounding news. I know. I mean, hold the front page. Hold the presses. I know. I agree. You'd be surprised how much coverage is getting in the UK and how much spluttering into their drinks is happening at...
Good Lord.
Good grief, Sir Barry. Do you see what's happened down there? In That bounder.
I remember where we used to trust the royals. Sure, we lost a head or two, but they didn't carry on like these.
That
people.
Bounder, Harry, has come back. Question number 16.
Was that racist, by the way?
I don't believe so, no.
Good.
I think it was just a faithful rendition of what might have been happening at 100 London clubs, Trevor. Question 16. We're in TV. You can move to Dolly Parton, if you like, or Reptiles, or Parents-in-Law.
Well, let's go the slithery things, Reptiles.
Reptiles, okay. There's one left in Reptiles. Dr. Curtis Connors, also known as the Lizard, is an enemy of which Marvel superhero?
This is more a question about superheroes than reptiles. I don't know all of Spider-Man's nemeses, if that's the plural, but I imagine a snake and a lizard would have a good battle. My answer is Spider-Man.
Correct.
Does whatever
yes.
a spider can.
Yes, it is Spider-Man, exactly.
Oh, that was just one out of my left ear.
Lex, remember what you wanted to say. Phil, what I wanted to say was that Joe Laverty of ABC Radio Adelaide Arvos did a brilliant tribute to Dolly Parton today. Joe's full name is Jolene. I know. Joe's an excellent egg. Please give her a shout-out. ABC Adelaide's the best. Ah, good on you, Leck. And, yes, a big shout-out to Joe Laverty too. I know Joe very well because Joe Laverty used to be a producer of mine years ago when I was doing Breakfast in Canberra. So good on you, Joe. I think she went up to the Northern Territory, was presenting up there, and these days is back on afternoons in Adelaide. Hi to Joe Laverty if she's listening. And you've got lots of fans, I know. Now, Trev, question 17. Yeah. We're in Reptiles. We were in Reptiles, but not anymore. Parents-in-law TV or Dolly Parton?
Parents-in-law. Three things. TV is its own one, is it?
So we've got parents-in-law TV or Dolly Parton?
Oh, TV.
TV, okay. Question number 17. Which actor replaced Charlie Sheen in the sitcom Two and a Half Men?
The tall, blonde-haired fella who was a billionaire. Ashton Kutcher.
Correct. It was.
God, another one that was from a right ear. Look, I thought he did a good job on the show. I always thought it was well written and funny.
Oh, good. I couldn't care less myself, but anyway, there you go. There we have it. Men, ooh. men. Okay, now, so I'm going to get out of my head now. No one's going to be able to.
Can I change away from TV back to what was the other one?
Well, we've got Dolly Parton, or we have, we've still got plenty of parents-in-law. No one's had a crack at that.
Oh, parents-in-law. God, it sounds like royal family stuff. No, let's stick with TV.
Hmm. All right. Wayne in Thailand says, how are we supposed to answer these television questions? We're all loyal ABC viewers and listeners. Yes, well, that's true, Wayne. I agree. Lorenzo from Fulham Gardens is a big fan of Joe Laverty as well. Good on you, Lorenzo. Paul from Plainland says, as long as Harry and his ball and chain don't affect the Panthers run to the final, I don't care what they do. I could not care less what Harry does either, I must say. Question number 18, last one in TV. On the 16th of September, 1956, who spoke these words? Good evening and welcome to television.
I've seen this recently and he now looks a hell of a lot younger now to me than what he did when I was a child. Is it Gingell?
First name?
Kim?
No.
It's something like that though, isn't it?
Thank you, Trev. See ya. Yeah, more fans of Joe Laverty. Jennifer from Darwin says, I'm a fan of Joe Laverty. She's great. I was sorry when we left Darwin. I know she's great, Jennifer, because as I say, I worked closely with her. She was my producer on Breakfast when we were broadcasting, when I was broadcasting a show from Canberra, before she moved to Darwin, actually. No, she's terrific. Justin from Frankston. G'day, Justin.
G'day, Phil. How are you, mate?
Good. Did you win the overnight magnet a couple of nights ago? No?
Not too sure.
Okay. Well, that's if you're not sure, neither am I. Question 18.
Yeah, no, just before I answer the question, can I just give a commiserations to my cousin, because my auntie died on Saturday, so I just want to send my commiserations to my cousin, and hopefully he's doing all right after her death on Saturday.
Yeah, all right. Question 18, TV, on the 16th of September 1956, who spoke the words good evening and welcome to television?
I'm thinking I'm just going to say Bert Newton.
Not Bert Newton. No, sorry. Helen from South Melbourne. Hello, Helen.
Hello, Philip. How are you?
I'm really well. Question numbers 18. We're in TV. On the 16th of September 1956, who spoke the following words? Good evening and welcome to television.
Gingell?
Correct. That's the one we wanted. Bruce Gingell. Oh. It was Bruce Gingell. The moment the television arrived in Australia.
Good evening and welcome to television.
From Channel 9 comes the first television program in Australia. Station TCN presents This is Television.
Yes, and so the goggle box began.
It's just amazing how formal it all was.
I know.
And that music, it sounds like they were making a 20-part, you know, Roman Gothic serial.
I know, Helen. I know. And there were people wore dinner jackets. And
they were nice to each other. They were nice to each other. Just like we are.
There wasn't that much on, actually, to start with. And it also, remember, it finished. Remember, you could watch it through till about 11 p.m., I think, and then it went off. There was just a test pattern.
I know there was a local electrical store that had a television in the window, and all the people would go down the road and watch it in their store.
Yeah.
I'd like to say I'm not old enough to remember, but why should I start lying to you now?
Oh, dear. Yes. All right. All right, 1-300-800-222 is the number.
Now, what categories have got left? I'm terrible in television because I only watch sport and docos.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. It's a good diet, Helen.
Well, it is, until people ask you about popular things like, you know, cereals and things.
We're up to question number 19. Now I've lost my thread here. Where were we? Oh, you had Bruce Gingell. So no more TV. So we've got the two categories left: parents-in-law or Dolly Parton. We're up to question 19.
Well, I have to have parents-in-law. Much as I admire Dolly, I don't know much about her music.
No, that's okay. Question number 19. Australian musician Don Spencer is the former father-in-law of which Oscar-winning actor?
Don Spencer is the former father-in-law of which Australian actor?
Hmm.
Wait till I get my dice out. Just pick an actor. I can't.
No good.
I have to go back to my chocolate.
See you, Helen. Bye-bye. Thank you. Christine in Adelaide's a big fan of Joe Laverty as well. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad she's got lots of fans. She deserves them. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Plenty of Ruby in Melbourne and John from Mitcham says, yes, Justin did win the magnet. Justin doesn't seem to be aware of this. Anyway, good on you, mate. If you did, I'm glad that happened. All righty. In between Joe Laverty fans, Michael from Chester Hill. Hi, Michael.
Oh, how are you going?
Pretty good. We're up to question 19. We're in parents-in-law. Australian musician Don Spencer, the former father-in-law of which Oscar-winning actor?
Oscar-winning. For some reason, I just want to quick say hi to Dave if he's listening and George. Oh, yeah, one thing I was going to say, Radio National, the music show, they did a special a little while ago about the number of different cover versions of Jolene.
Mm-hmm.
They do that regularly for certain songs, and it was just amazing.
Yeah.
Did you know the White Stripes did a cover of Jolene?
I didn't know that, but I wouldn't be surprised, no.
It's pretty good. Pretty rocky. And no, look, I'm just going to bow out probably and just take a guess at maybe Brian Brown.
Not Brian Brown, no. Sorry, mate. Thank you. 1-300-800-222. There are lines free. Jenny says it was 1956, not 1966. I didn't say. Did I say 1966? No, I said 1956. Sorry. P.S. You should not have let that guy go through. You should have let that guy go through who just said the name Gingell. You're tougher than Ken Jennings on Jeopardy. Well, that's okay. No, it was Bruce Gingell. That, I think with an event like that, you needed to know it. Marion says, Phil, here in South Australia, the first person my mum saw on TV was Kevin Kreese. Who's he? Okay. Jeff the Truckie's got the right answer here. Narelle in Melbourne's got the right answer here. Caroline's got the right answer. Margot in North Adelaide has the right answer. Danny in South Gippsland has the right answer. Sean from Erskineville, good. Pat from Carlisle. What about Steve on the line on the mobile in Wollongong? G'day, Steve.
G'day, Phil.
Question 19 here. Australian musician Don Spencer is the former father-in-law of which Oscar-winning actor?
Russell Crowe.
Correct. Yes, it's Russell Crowe. All right, question number 19. What do you want to do?
Let's stick with this subject, yeah.
Parents-in-law. In the Bible, Steve.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I know.
this will be good.
In the Bible, who succeeded his father-in-law, Saul, as king of Israel?
Now I'll go back to my Sunday school. I was a good boy one time. I'm always good. So Saul, the king of Israel was. It's not the baddie. Oh, geez, I've got a stupid name in mind. I can't think.
Beelzebub.
Which of what?
No, sorry.
No, look, I'm going to have a stab, and it's not right. But Judas,
not Judas, Steve. Judas doesn't become king of Israel, Steve. No,
I've got it all.
He goes outside and necks himself from some nearby tree, doesn't he? I think.
I'm thinking of, where am I? The life of Brian now. But anyway, yeah.
Well, that's a very reputable biblical source, of course. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Steve. See you. Bye. 1-300-800-222. Michael from Basin View. G'day, Michael.
G'day. How are you?
Very well. Question number 20, parents-in-law. In the Bible, who succeeded his father-in-law Saul as king of Israel?
David?
Correct.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's the only one that I knew that was the king of Israel.
Yes, no, correct. It wasn't. Plenty of people were saying King Solomon. He was in there somewhere, wasn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Question. It was in there somewhere, but don't ask me because I'm not going to help you. Michael, question number 21, parents-in-law.
Ooh.
Queen Isabella of Spain, Marjorie Wentworth, and Maria of Hulichberg are among the mothers-in-law of which monarch?
King of Spain, Juan Carlos?
No, not even two Carlos. No. Thank you, Michael. See you later. No, that is not correct. Tanya from Nairn says, welcome to television music reminded me of the patriotic music of China. Okay. Not quite sure I'm seeing it, but there you are. Look, I'll tell you what, we're up to question 21. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions left. We've got 3 in parents-in-law and 2 in Dolly Parton. All right, we'll take answers to those after the latest ABC news. Right, let's clear up a little matter that we have to get to first.
The Mighty Challenge.
We're up to question 21. There are 5 questions left. There are some in parents-in-law and some in Dolly Parton. Rosie's being very agitatable, but you're wrong, Rosie. Rosie says, you're wrong. Russell Crowe is not Australian. He's still a New Zealander. You should research better. Of course, you won't acknowledge my text, Rosie, as you never do. Rosie, we never said that Russell Crowe was an Australian. The question was, Australian musician Don Spencer is the former father-in-law of which Oscar-winning actor? Rosie, you can send me a text saying, sorry, I got it wrong. Why are you being so grumpy anyway? 1-300-800-222 is the number. Jane from Homebush has got the right answer here. Chipper on King Island, did you mishear it as well? You know, Chipper, you're normally got keen ears. No, we didn't say Russell Crowe was an Aussie, all right? We didn't say that. All right, who's going to take us forward from here? Emma from Randwick. Hello, Emma.
Oh, hi.
Question 21. We're in parents-in-law, right? Question 21. Queen Isabella of Spain, Marjorie Wentworth, and Maria of Hulichberg are among the mothers-in-law of which monarch?
Did I miss the answer for who succeeded King Saul?
We had an answer for that. Yeah, in the Bible, who succeeded his father-in-law Saul as king of Israel? It was David.
Yeah, that's what I knew. I knew that one.
Yeah. Someone's texted in, by the way, where did Solomon come from? I said, where did Solomon come from? Solomon was the son of David, apparently.
There you are,
then. There you go. Solomon's David's son, says Bridget from Ballarat. Kids ministry teacher here. Bible trivia is my expertise. Okay. There you go. All right, question 21. Any idea here?
There were 3 different people.
Queen Isabella of Spain, Marjorie Wentworth, and Maria of Hulichberg are among the mothers-in-law of which monarch?
Would it be King Henry VIII?
Correct.
On account of he had so many mistresses.
Correct. Very good. Exactly, Emma. Nice thinking. Question 22. Last one in parents-in-law, if you like.
Would I?
Saint Joachim and Saint Anne are the parents-in-law of which biblical figure?
Joachim and Anne, did they?
Saint Joachim and Saint Anne are the parents-in-law of which biblical figure?
Oh.
Who?
I can't think. And I know the Bible reasonably well.
Saint Joachim and Saint Anne are the parents-in-law of which biblical figure?
I'll just have to pick someone random because I actually can't think. I'm going to say Timothy.
No, not correct. Thanks, Em. See ya.
Thank you.
Bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Okay, where are we? James from Frankston. G'day, James.
Hi, mate. How are we?
Not bad. We've only got four left here. You can get through on this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. One, two.
How much have I got? Four, have I? That's
yeah.
Good.
We've got one, two left in parents-in-law and two left in Dolly Parton.
Right.
Saint Joachim and Saint Anne are the parents-in-law of which biblical figure?
I'm not religious at all, but I'll stab in the dark. It's not going to be Jesus, so I'll say Mary.
Yeah, I don't mind your thinking, James, but it's not Mary. Thanks.
Not Mary.
Bye. No, it's not Mary. Can't be Jesus. You're quite right. Steve from Northam in WA. G'day, Steve.
G'day, Phil. How are you?
Not bad. Question 22. Saint Joachim and Saint Anne are the parents-in-law of which biblical figure?
I'm not sure. But, Phil, can I just talking about a digital alternative, can I plug my book?
Steve. Yeah, what's your book about, Steve?
Well, I've got a book launch coming up in Rockingham this Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the book about, I said?
It's my autobiography.
Oh.
journey through my mirror.
Oh, okay. Very good. So you're struggling to get attendees, Steve, are you?
Well, no, I'm not, actually. They've got a good crowd coming. It's the Gary Holland Centre in Rockingham.
But, there you go.
Journey through my mirror. If someone wants to get a copy, it's a book never been written before.
No. Well, I'm glad it's been written now, Steve.
Yep.
Question number 22. Good luck with it. Saint Joachim and Saint Anne are the parents-in-law of which biblical figure?
SteveAdams.au if you want to get a copy.
No, stop it.
I'm going to have a stab because I have no idea. I'll say Joseph.
Correct. Yes, it is.
Oh, wow.
Saint Joseph. All right, very good. That's it for parents-in-law. So we've got three questions left. No, sorry, we've got one question left in parents-in-law, two in Dolly Parton. What do you want to do?
I'll go Dolly Parton, please.
Dolly Parton. All right. Dolly Parton helped to fund which company's COVID-19 vaccine?
The Zeneca one?
No, not AstraZeneca, no. Good luck with the C, Steve. No, not AstraZeneca. Monica from the Hunter Valley. Hi, Monica.
Well, nurses, midwives and paramedics working tonight. I hope they're having a good night.
So I hope they're having a good night too. And thanks for raising it. Yeah. Question 23. We're in Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton helped to fund which company's COVID-19 vaccine?
I think it was Moderna, but I'm not 100%.
Correct. It was. Yes. Yeah. It was Moderna. All righty. One left in parents-in-law, one left in Dolly Parton.
I'll go with the good old Dolly, thanks.
Quote, tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen are the opening lyrics of which Dolly Parton song?
That'd be the 9 to 5 one.
Oh, yes.
Tumble out
out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way.
How about that? How about that?
A very generous woman she was.
She was. She really was. Yeah. Dave was just telling me a fun fact that, you know how Americans write the date backwards, Mon?
Yeah.
You know, they write, so if you wanted to write the 25th of September, you'd write 9/25?
Yeah, that's right, yeah, yeah.
Well, if you think about it, writing that date, that Dolly Parton died on that day, 9/25.
Oh.
How about that? That's a very fun fact.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She had some really, you know, it was obviously on all the social media. She's got some very, very clever quotes. Yeah. Like she was a very smart woman and I just loved all of her quotes. Yeah.
She was a very smart woman. She was a very smart woman. No, I love the interaction with Tom Parker, who said Elvis wants to record your song, which most people would say, oh, thank heavens. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And she said, not, he's not getting the publishing deal. She said,
yeah.
And he said, oh, well, Elvis won't do it in that case. She said, okay, okay, fine.
Too bad you're sad, yeah.
What did she say then? She said, that's right. And then, of course, Whitney recorded it years later. She said, and the royalties from that enabled me to buy Graceland.
Yeah, she's pretty smart.
I think the problem with, I don't know, these dates may not be quite right though, because didn't she die on the 25th, the 8th year, not 9 to 5?
Yeah.
Anyway, there we go. Hey, we're up to question 25, eh? So all this date business is causing my head to ache. Let's go with question 25. Parents in Law. Which 2005 rom-com stars Jennifer Lopez, Jane Fonda, and Wanda Sykes?
She was the mother-in-law from Hell. Oh, jingos. I remember there was, I don't know, so I'm just going to say mother-in-law, but yeah.
It's very close, Monica, but it's not mother-in-law.
Anyway.
Thanks, Mon. See you.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye. Very close, not quite there. Kate from Blackheath. Hello, Kate.
Hello. The movie is Monster-in-Law.
It's Monster-in-Law, isn't it? Yes.
I'm not looking for perfect. I just want a sweet guy.
Maybe he'll complete you.
Charlie had given up on trying to find the perfect man until she met...
Oh,
sorry.
I'm sorry.
Kevin.
Hi.
Hi.
Today, she's going to meet his mother.
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. She's going to love you.
You're bringing a girl home to meet your mother. Niall?
Kevin.
I'll introduce you to someone. Mom, I'm Charlie.
Very nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Please sit down.
And get the surprise.
Oh, my God.
Of a lifetime.
Charlie, will you marry me?
No, no. It's too sudden. She's in shock.
Yes.
You're going to need a moment alone. I'll be right back.
Yes, very well, very good, Kate. Excellent work.
Thank you. I was just going to say about Dolly Parton that the Empire State Building was lit up at 9:25, which was 9 to 5, in pink.
Oh,
that's a nice touch.
Oh, okay. Oh, 9:25 when she died, right? Okay.
Well, no, not when she died. That's for the song to honour.
Oh, for the song 9. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
At 9:25, it was lit up. So 9:25.
Oh, I see. 9:25. Yeah,
nice. Yeah,
that is nice. Yeah. Just lovely. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Kate. Put you on hold. Don't hang up. Hang on, and we'll get this magnet out to you. Thanks to everyone who texted in to. There's been a thing for a few years now to call September the 9th Dolly Day. Because the Yanks write the date wrong. Reads is 925. Oh, I see. Yeah, thank you, caveman. Megan from Brisbane says it's my birthday. Yes. Phil, Jerry Reed did the same thing with his song Guitar Man. They wanted half the royalties. Jerry said no way. Elvis sang it in his TV comeback special. Oh, okay. Interesting, yeah. All right, 1-300-800-222 is the number. Thank you for all the texts about the 925 date thing. Danny from South Gippsland, Jane Fonda is the monster in Monster in Law. Nice work. Yeah, no, okay, nice work, everybody, and a good challenge.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.